And you tell a child you're not doing what you...
supposed to do.
What's another way of saying that?
Should.
Or any other way?
No.
If you're raising or growing corn or something, you say, and it seems a little short for this time of year, you say, this time of year, the corn, what be taller?
Should be taller.
Or what to be taller?
Ought to be taller.
You ever say belongs to be?
No.
And say if a child got a whipping, you'd say, I bet he did something he...
shouldn't have.
Or, using the word ought.
Ought not.
Hmm?
Ought not have.
Okay. And say from you had done some hard work all by yourself and all the time you were working, a friend was just standing around watching you without offering to help. When you get through working, you tell him, you know, instead of just standing there, you know, you might...
should have helped out.
Huh?
Helped out.
Say the whole thing. You
should have helped out.
Or you might.
You might have helped out.
Okay.
Or you ought to have helped out.
Did you ever say you might, should have?
No.
What about if someone asks you about doing something next week? If you'll be able to, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but I might.
Be able to.
What about might could?
I might could do it. But that's pretty... awkward.
And you say you ran down the springboard and went into the water.
Dove.
And several children have already.
Dove.
And that child was too scared
to... to dive.
Did you ever use the word dive? How does that sound?
Dived. Labored. It sounds kind of strained.
And if you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that a...
a dive. Or a belly. Belly buster or something.
Okay. You say you got in the water and what across?
Swim.
And several children have?
Swim.
Huh?
Swim across, I guess you...
what would your father say?
Swim.
And that child doesn't know how to?
Swim.
And if you don't know how to swim and you get in the water, you might?
Drown.
And you say yesterday somebody?
Drowned.
And when they pulled him out, he'd already?
Drowned.
What about grounded?
Now, that sounds very awkward.
And a child puts her head on the ground and rolls over, she turns a...
a flip.
Okay.
Would tumble saw.
Huh?
Tumble saw.
Okay. What's the difference?
None. Flip's normally in the air, but tumble saw's when you roll on the ground.
Say, you said it's so cold last night that the pipe...
froze.
And...
burst.
You say, I was gonna wrap them, but they had already...
broke.
But they had already...
burst.
And if it gets much colder, the pipes might...
burst.
And, you say, it was so cold that the water was completely...
frozen.
Okay. And you say if it gets very cold, water's gonna...
freeze.
What if you have just a thin coating of ice on the lake? You say last night the lake...
froze.
Would you use the word froze if it's just a thin coat?
You better believe it. The lake here froze.
I'll just try to...
yeah, a quarter of an inch it would have froze.
If it's cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you say last night we had a...
a freeze. Or a frost.
What's the difference?
Neither. No difference.
And say, you ask, what time does the movie...
start.
What's another word for start?
Begin.
You say it must have already...
begun.
And 10 minutes ago it...
began.
And the kind of bird that can see in the dark...
I didn't know there was a bird that could see in the dark.
What's the one that makes the scary noise on the grave?